Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
Well, I'm not just some sort of cheap, savoury snack whore who's going to drop his pants and allow anyone in my Pringles guess the mystery flavour syndicate. You've got to bring something to the table. Shuey Louie did some serious research over the weekend regarding the Pringles mystery flavour. Producer Jack just came up with the fact that it was salty. Doth butter the parsnips, producer Jack. If you want to be in our Pringles syndicate, you needed to bring something to the table. We talked about that. I'm also considering getting a death countdown clock. It's not as morbid as it sounds when I present the positive side of the story. So Fresh are bringing out a CD about thumb sucking whilst having sex. That may or may not be true. And the world's hardest quiz. The world's hardest glass quiz. Tyrell's going to glass a woman in a couple of weeks on Married at First Sight. She should be arrested. Enjoy the podcast.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
It is the Danny Lakey Late Show around the country on 131060 and Instagram as well at Danny Lakey Late Show. Happy Monday. Well, there's a bee in my bonnet. And once I've got a hankering for something, there's just no way that I'll quit. There's no way that I'll give up until I get to the bottom of this. Doing me grocery shopping yesterday and sort of like at the aisles, and you know how they got the chocolates and the Temptations?
Oh, my God.
The chewing gum, the Mars bars, little bits of chips, kombucha bottles, all that. Usually, I'm straight up and down. I go there, I get my healthy stuff, and I'm like a London Buckingham Palace guard. I'm not going and giving in to the Mars bars or
I've noticed
the Turkish
you're
delight.
Good, because you go to Coles every day.
Yeah, very and, tight ship.
Yeah, and I've never seen you, I think once I've seen you come back with a wee treat.
Yeah. That was a little personal day for me. I was feeling a little down. We don't need to get into that right now. Until something caught my eye yesterday, I thought, well, there's not a 1,000 horses in hell. It's bringing me back from this. Pringles mystery flavour. And look at this. Bare white tube. I mean, the tube with the Pringles man that we all know and love.
Yeah.
Not your red original.
No,
definitely not your green sour cream and onion. Definitely not your light blue salt and vinegar. This is just a big mystery flavour. Plain white tube. I thought, what's going on here? Guess the flavour and be in to win $10,000. Well, this is right up my alley here. Pringles and cash. I don't know if anyone's tried this. This is a promotion that Pringles are doing. It kicked off over the weekend. It's going for a couple of months. Anyone who can guess the mystery flavour in the mystery flavour Pringles tube is encouraged to register at pringles.com.au, I assume, and put the flavour in there, and they're in with a chance. If they get it correct, $10,000. I am very, very keen to start a little, let's say, exclusive A-team club, a Pringles syndicate, if you will, to try and figure out this mystery flavour. Using the power of national radio, I'm keen to create a mini army tonight. Anyone with any intel on the Pringles mystery flavour is encouraged to call 131060 right now.
What's the Pringle flavour? What's the Pringle flavour? What's the Pringle flavour? What's the Pringle flavour?
Danny Lakey's Mystery Pringle Flavour Syndicate Club. Yay!
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Not everyone who just calls up right now is going to be in my syndicate and get a little slice of the cash. You need to bring something big to the table. And I texted Shuey Louie and producer Jack yesterday and I said, guys, we're doing this tomorrow. This is going to be big. Make sure you bring your intel. Do your own research. Now, so far, what I know is the Pringles mystery flavour. There's a clue on the packet in a little word search. I found the word onion.
Onion.
So that's definitely a clue.
Okay.
And I've also found pepper on there as well. Onion and pepper. You've got to think that those are two things that are in this mystery flavour. I'm thinking some sort of meal. Now, I've gone one step further and looked on the back. Flavour Enhancer 621, Flavour Enhancer 635. Simple Google search. We'll find that that's MSG and sodium inosinate.
I feel like that's in every chip.
Not in MSG, yes. Sodium inosinate, no. Found in 2 Minute Noodles, Magic Chicken flavouring. One would suspect that this is some sort of chickeny flavour. Don't fall too deep down the chicken flavour path because they've also released a limited edition Southern Fried Chicken flavour at the moment. Would Pringles release two niche chicken flavours at the same time?
Oh my God, you're
not.
Good.
These are the kind of people, I want people who are obsessed with the Pringles. You don't have to have tried the Pringles yet. Maybe you've got a really sensitive tongue. Maybe your dad looks like the Pringles mascot. Maybe you work in a food factory. I'm looking to build the A-team of the Pringles mystery flavour syndicate. Shuey Louie, producer Jack, have you guys got any intel? I mean, Shuey Louie, she's been ferocious all day. What have you got to bring to the table? Because there's no guarantees. You guys are in my syndicate, by the way.
What? So we don't just automatically...
But you've got to bring, something to the
okay,
party.
Well, lucky I've been researching. So I've got the top five things that people think this flavour is.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So number one, dry ramen noodles, like flavourings that are included.
Yeah, not bad. I like that.
Edamame?
Edamame. I think. Not too bad.
Hint.
Okay.
Mirin?
Mirin.
Brazilian barbecue and soy sauce.
Right.
So I think up jackpot.
Yeah, this is the sort of thing that I'm after. Producer Jack, what have you got?
Well, I've just been doing my due diligence with the tasting of it. And I feel like it's got like a very salty flavour.
Okay, mate.
Wow.
Yeah, no, definitely not getting into the syndicate with that,
what?
Mate. Definitely not yet. Go back to the drawing board. Look, we're looking to build the dream team here because there's $10,000 up for grabs, guys. If you've got any intel or you want to be in the Pringles syndicate, state your case next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
$10,000 up for grabs with the Pringles Guess the Mystery Flavour promotion. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop until I get it. And we're inviting you to join the syndicate.
What's the Pringle flavour? What's the Pringle flavour? What's the Pringle flavour? What's the Pringle flavour?
Danny Lakey's Mystery Pringle Flavour Syndicate Club. Yay!
Now, this has just started over the weekend. You'll be able to see these Pringles tubes in your local Coles, Woolies, IGAs, etc. And a fantastic promotion where you've got to guess the flavour inside. If you think you know the flavour, you register at pringles.com.au. If you guess the correct flavour, you go into the draw to win $10,000. I'm keen to use the power of national radio to create a dream team, if you will, a Pringles syndicate where we bring our knowledge together, hopefully guess the flavour and split the winnings.
People have already started commenting on our Instagram page because we put a post up before.
Great.
And BeastStriker8 wrote, it's definitely sour cream and chives.
It's definitely not. They've already got sour cream and onion. Why would they do sour cream and chives? The BeastStriker8, can we block him, please, from the Instagram? He wouldn't have even tasted that bloody Pringles flavour.
That's the most basic flavour as well.
It's definitely not. Producer Jake, you and him would make a great syndicate. You guys can go off and do salty, name original flavours of Pringles that have already happened in your own little club that's going on. They're not going to be part of the syndicate.
Well, some other guy, Ivan, wrote it could be pickled anus.
No, so. Hey, block him as well, please. No.
Close, Ivan, but no.
Yeah, we're not going to do pickled anus. It's a multi-billion-dollar company. They're going to ruin their brand with a mystery ass-flavoured chip, for goodness sake. Me and Shuey Louie are doing serious work over here. I've been researching the e-numbers on the back and what these all mean. May I say, food acid 330, that's citric acid. That's citric acid in the back there.
Isn't that in, like, lollies?
Vitamin C. Yeah, yeah. There's a tinge of citrus about the place. These are the kind of things you've got to search high and low. So far, it's just a syndicate with me and Shuey Louie. If we were to guess the flavours, $5,000 each. Josh in Newcastle, please state your case. Happy to have you in the syndicate, but you've got to bring something to the table. Unlike Mr. Ivan out there, who's just obsessed with anus-flavoured chips.
Well, I found a mystery word, and it's smoky on the front.
Is that so?
What? Are all the packets different or the same?
Well, I'm just... because I've gone through high and low on this word search... Josh, and all I found was juicy, onion, and pepper. But it would make sense if there's smoky on there as well.
Okay, we're creating a meal.
And it's just above the mystery barcode.
Just above the mystery barcode. What's it? Oh my God, I can see it. Yep, it's there.
Okay.
Here is crystal. Smoky, 100%. We're going to add that to the clues. Josh, congratulations. You're one third of the syndicate at the moment.
Welcome, Josh.
Welcome. We'll give our personal numbers. We'll get a group chat going on.
WhatsApp.
Exactly. Thank you, Josh. Keep on the search, please. Don't slack off. Just because you're in the syndicate doesn't mean that that's the only thing that will sort of allow you to stay in. You've got to continue on a basis to continue bringing extra clues to the party. Michael in Albury, you say you also notice smoky.
Yeah, there's smoky and pulled. The word pulled is in there as well.
Okay. Now, when I hear pulled,
same.
I immediately go pulled pork.
Pulled pork. There's only one pulled.
Mm. That's the thing. There's also P-O-9-R-K, which would be pork without the nine.
Wow.
So whether that's there to throw you off or not,
Yeah. You're a genius, Michael.
I think so. Oh, I reckon there's something in that as well. I mean, is it as simple as pulled pork? I only worry that they try and lead people on wild goose chases to create banter around that.
I'm thinking it's a barbecue pulled pork, and there's also a marinade in there, hence the citrus, the onion, and the pepper.
Yeah, you'd hope it's not a hickory smoked, and because I'm not getting any traces of hickory. I think it's a different rub that we've got. I reckon we've got the meat down pat in the syndicate.
So
we're just trying to figure out the rub at
pulled
the moment.
Pork.
I think so. I mean, I don't want to just... Yeah. The syndicate is in its early stages. Producer Jack's still trying to get it weasel his way into the syndicate.
It might not actually be like the marinade. It could be, you know, in pulled pork burgers, you usually have coleslaw in there. Some kind of slaw. So it could be
I mean, you can hear this is a desperate man trying to get it. I'm going to win.
You guys are going to be out.
You get your own syndicate, mate. There's any bloody coleslaw in that. Here's a little syndicate. Yeah, we think it's ass-flavoured coleslaw, guys.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
2019, 4th of March, by the way, guys. Jeez, it's going through thick and fast. A new year, new me. I've put in a whole heap of practices this year to become a better human. Part of the book that's helping me do this is a fantastic read, highly recommended, by the way, Tools of Titans by Tim Ferriss. This is like a book of the tactics, routines and habits of billionaires, icons, world-class performers, people at the top of their game. And he interviews, must be at least 200 of these people, like the top 1% in the world in all different fields. And there's just a couple of pages dedicated to each of these people and what they do, their life mantras, what they think's helped them, the pieces of advice that they could give. Very interesting book. And you're supposed to, like, read it, but, you know, flick a lot of it, and about 20% of it, it really hammers home, and you take that and put that into your own life. And think, good. New year, new me. A couple of things that I've incorporated so far. Cold showers every morning.
No.
Yep.
How do you do that?
Mate.
Maybe in summer, fine, not in winter.
No, that's the thing. This is the thing, mate. The 1%, they're not looking for excuses. Ooh, maybe the water's too cold. It's to wake me up. It's like 8 coffees. I just fire through it. Cold
Get it
showers.
Done.
It's one of the things that really resonates with me, and it's something I'm taking into 2019. Acro yoga is another one. I've got hip realignment problems at the moment, doing a bit of acro.
Yeah, don't mind that.
I secretly tell 2 people each day that I love them, just in my mind. Just in my mind. Part of mindfulness. You know, it's just people that you see and you effing hate. It's a bad thing. So I'm secretly telling 2 people each day I love them and I wish the best for them. They're never to know. It's just something that helps me with the mindfulness.
Oh, that's quite cute.
Yeah. Are you failing enough? Is another mantra that I'm getting. Am I failing enough? It's something that everyone should ask themselves. Are you going outside your comfort zone enough? All these things. They're great things in my life. Trying to incorporate them into day to day. Got a new one that I read over the weekend and it may be the best one so far. Countdown death clock.
I'm sorry, what?
Countdown death clock. And this is not only going to be a game changer for me, it's going to be one of those things that's going to be hanging up in my room and ladies are going to go, what the hell's that going on there? And I'll tell them exactly what the countdown death clock is. No, Shuey Louie, you know, you say this is creepy. You're concentrating too much on the death bit. You're concentrating too much on the death bit. Here's the countdown timer. There's a little app that you can use. You essentially put in your age, when you were born, where you live, etc., and how healthy you are, your BMI, blah, blah, blah. It calculates a rough estimate of the day you're going to die.
Long.
12,270 days
until I die. That's not many days.
That's when I'm 83. That's when I'm 83. 12,270 days, 15 hours, 20 minutes and 5 seconds. And it's rolling. It's got 4 seconds now, 3.
And you want that up on your wall in your bedroom?
Yes. I wake up every morning, a healthy reminder to see, Jesus Christ, haven't got much long left.
You're going to die.
Better
one
live
day.
Today. Better live. Well, think about it. You go all the time. Everyone's very aware that they're going to die one day, but you don't think about it every day. And if you did think about it every day, God, you'd live a whole lot more. And I think it's real hot.
You don't need a clock reminding you. And 100%
what a
woman going to think when they come back and you go, oh, that's just my the old death clock. You got one of those at home?
They're going to go, fascinating. My God. I mean, if I live a life with you, I'll be living every day. Why not? It's bloody hot.
They're going to go creepy.
Is this creepy or is it hot? I may purchase a countdown clock.
I'm thinking about purchasing the countdown clock. And I'm almost home and hosed. You really put a spanner in my works today when you said it was a creepy thing to do. I think women are going to come over, they're going to see the centerpiece, they're going to go, what the hell's going on there? 12,270 days, 6 hours, why is this counting down? What is it? I'll explain to them that every day is a gift. It is very important to have front and square every day when I wake up in the morning that one day, inevitably, like us all, you will unfortunately pass away. And it's a healthy reminder to live life in the present and get everything. Squeeze every last drop out of each day. And the women is going to go, oh my God, you are the most inspiring guy I've ever met.
I reckon I could speak for pretty much every single woman in Australia saying that it is creepy and no one's going to go, that's cute.
No chance. No chance. Look, 13, 10, 60, what do we think of the countdown death clock? Cute or creepy? Imagine you're a single chick or a single guy. You'll rock up to a potential partner's house. You see that? They tell them the story. Oh my God. You're a ripper. It's a panty dropper,
no
I'm telling you.
No chance, Danny.
13, 10, 60, hot or creepy, the countdown death clock calls on the air next. The Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Oh. Is this creepy or is it hot? I may purchase a countdown clock.
Yeah, the countdown death clock. It's something that I read in my book over the weekend, Tools of Titans. This is a guy that is interviewing just all these very high achievers in life, all their little tips and tricks and hints to live a very prosperous life. One of the guys, a billionaire American entrepreneur, founding all these companies, one of the things he swears by, countdown death clock, guys. This is where he's got this massive clock counting down the days until it's expected, based on a small algorithm of his life expectancy, when he's going to die. I mean, let's not focus on that bit of it, because I can see you are, Shuey Louie. You're thinking too far on the death side.
So don't have it on your bedroom wall.
You have to. You have to be faced with your own mortality to live every day to the fullest. That's exactly why he's got it, because he wakes up in the morning, first thing is, hey, mate, you're going to die one day. You've only got X amount of days left, this many hours, this many minutes. Get up.
Why not just live by the motto YOLO and not have it on your wall?
Because we've done the YOLO process before. It doesn't work, mate. You YOLO on Saturday night. You wake up hating yourself Sunday morning. You're fat. You're eating KFC Sunday at 2 p.m. The sun's shining.
Me?
And you're like, shit, this is not living, Barry. The YOLO effect has not been tried and tested. Cherie in Sydney on 131060. I have got the Countdown Clock app, considering buying the actual Countdown Clock product. Hot or creepy? Cherie.
Hey guys, how you going?
Oh goodness, mate.
Hi,
yes,
Cherie.
Good, thanks. Hot or creepy?
Well, you know what? I originally thought it was creepy, but now I feel like I'm quite torn in between it.
Ooh, like, sitting on the fence, getting splinters on your bum.
Yeah, something like that.
No, you've got to think it's creepy, surely.
Nah, it's hot. You rock up to my joint, Cherie. You see me countdown clock. I do that spiel that you just heard. All of a sudden, we're in the sheets getting neat.
I would honestly think, like, yeah, okay, he's thinking ahead, but at the same time, it's very like, why would you want to think that far ahead?
Thank you.
I'm not.
You know what I mean?
I'm not thinking of that day. I'm not going, oh, I can't wait till that 12,000th day comes and I pass. I'm thinking about every day apart from that day.
Look, I remember about 12 years ago, there was something similar on MySpace, and I had something like that, except it was a countdown to your death and how you were going to die. Yeah,
creepy as all hell.
Yeah, see, Cherie. That is creepy, and that's just creepy on my face. Could you imagine that up in your room?
Yeah, but I'm not going to say how it dies. I'm not going to say, by a clogged artery when he's 83, and it's there in me face the whole time. You can't just stumble across it on someone's MySpace page. Thanks, though, Cherie. Sam in Wodonga on 131060. Hot or creepy?
Oh, it's hot.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Sam? How is it hot?
Get around me!
He's got a death clock on his wall.
Yeah, this is the man who lives every day as it comes.
Not everyone has.
Yeah, very unique. I've been thinking about room pimping objects and stuff. It's a conversation starter. I can just see the girl's jaws drop right now as I'm explaining it. And, of course, I'll perfect this spiel over time. That'll be the other thing. I'll throw in little compliments, etc.
I can just picture that. Sam, do you want Danny's address now?
Get around it.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Cheers, Sammy. Kristen in Wellington. Going 3 from 3. Hot or creepy?
It is creepy as hell, Lacey. Do not do it.
Thank you, sister.
What's so creepy? But you've concentrated too much on the death side, I'm telling you.
No, because you cannot predict death. How do you know that you're actually going to live for 12,000 and something days? You could have a car accident. You could die at any moment.
Exactly.
You may not live that 12,000 days, but you don't think about it. Because when you start thinking about it, then you're going to start thinking about the day. So you're going to be like, okay, what am I going to do on 100 days or 300 days?
Yeah, you get obsessed with it.
Oh, come on. As if I'm going to be 82 and a half, look at my clock sobbing. Oh, 400.
We have an internal death clock. We don't need an exterior one, do we?
I agree.
Oh, guys, I don't know. I think it's 2-1. I think he's getting the death clock, guys. Oh, yeah. Putty in the hands.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Here's the Danny Lakey Late Show around the country, 131060, Instagram at Danny Lakey Late Show as well. A couple of weeks ago, I just couldn't get over the fact Married at First Sight, bloke by the name of Sammy, was sticking thumbs in his partner's mouth.
We're not having sex, this is not what it is. And then he puts his thumb in my mouth.
I mean, it was the information I never knew I needed, I'll be honest. Ever since that, I've had 2 weekends under my belt since learning this knowledge. My thumbs are looking very wrinkly.
What have you been doing the thumb?
I've been incorporating thumbs in mouths whilst making love, Shuey Louie, and ain't nothing wrong with it.
You like it?
I like a thumb in the mouth, whether it be my thumbs in someone's mouth or their thumbs in my mouth. And I'm telling you right now, if you're driving, it's like, oh, God, what a disgusting pervert, those thumbs of his. Don't knock it till you try it. Do not go to your grave without finding that special person you love and sucking on each other's thumbs during making love. And it's been a couple of weeks since the Married at First Sight. The media hoopla has died off. We got a couple of callers on. Were you incorporating the thumbs into relationships? Yes, they were. Doesn't surprise me, in the first couple of days of spring that's so fresh, an institution CD here in Australia, Shuey Louie, known for their classic mixes of tunes, have jumped right on board with the thumb-sucking spring edition of So Fresh.
This spring, So Fresh is back. Your ultimate playlist to all your thummy tunes with your partner. With absolute bangers you and your partner can use whilst putting thumbs in each other's mouths during intercourse. Like Young Thumb and Broke.
Here comes my thumb, don't choke. Comes my thumb, don't choke.
Even the most vanilla of bedroom partners will swoon at these non-confronting beginner thumb incorporating tunes. Like Destiny's Child.
Don't you knock it till you try it at home. Wait until the kids are gone and you're all alone. Cause if you got no plans with your hands, may I recommend that you both try thumb sucking.
Aussie rocker Diesel.
Just try the tip of my thumb.
And Linkin Park, please just suck my thumb.
I don't think it's fair.
You always ask me
to lick your nipple hair.
All the classic thumb and mouth bands you love from 5 Seconds of Summer, Thumford and Sons, The Smashing Thumpkins, plus thumb sucking jams for the more experienced couples, including Paul Kelly with Thumb Things.
We watch porn together and even swing, and we've done all those thumb things.
Ricky Martin,
suck my thumb, thumb, suck my thumb, thumb, suck my thumb, thumb.
And Rihanna's smash hit Thumbrella.
Couples who both suck thumbs together are the couples that last forever.
She loves a thumb in the mouth, and so does Guy Sebastian.
I like a thumb.
Let's get ready to thumbo! And so does Thirsty Merc.
Everything's gonna be alright in the summertime. Baby, in the summertime.
Wait, no, that's just somebody covering Thirsty Merc with a lisp, actually. That doesn't need to be in there. Plus an X-rated bonus CD.
All the other kids put thumbs and lips or a thumb in the bum. They're about to come.
Whoa, too rude for radio. This spring, we're So Fresh. Thumb jams.
So Fresh does not recommend putting your thumbs anywhere near bums, nostrils, ears, vaginas, pee holes, or anywhere near the eyes.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Here's the Danny Lakey Late Show around Australia.
This is the world's hardest quiz.
Yeah, doing the world's hardest glass quiz tonight on 13, 10, 60. Every single answer has the word or sound glass in there somewhere. We've got on good measure that during the Married at First Sight reunion show, this loose cannon.
Yeah, that's what Nick said!
Cyrell from hell.
I'm by myself.
Apparently glasses someone at the reunion. I mean, it just, you can't be. Why have they even got glass when they know Cyrell's going to the reunion? You've got to use plastic cups and sporks around that loose thing.
Why the hell am I being selfish? You have a family. Karen has a family. I'm by myself.
Take a cough drop, dilute your blood with a bit of water, and shut the hell up, Cyrell. That thing can't breathe. It shouldn't be allowed. Honestly, we've got to step in. When is the government going to step in and just say, look, I get it, human rights, but the bottom 1%, for the good of the rest of the 99%, just cannot. Tie those things up. Null and void. Useless. No way. 13, 10, 60. Question number one. Previously a very common thing to have before bed to help you get to sleep. Ashley on the Central Coast. Fastest fingers through. What do you reckon?
A glass of milk.
Ooh. Glass of milk is correct. A nice warm glass of milk. Mummy, can I have a nice glass, warm glass of milk before bed? Did you used to do that? You doing that?
Yeah.
You microwave the milk or you put it in the kettle?
No, just a cold glass of milk.
Oh, cold glass. Yeah, I was going to say. Little weird that we're drinking out of cow's boobies. Even more weird to put in the microwave and use radio waves to zap the molecules together to create some sort of heat friction. Next question. A traditional name for a certain body shape used in the fashion industry.
Oh, God. Hourglass.
Ooh, hourglass is correct. Yeah, the hourglass figure. A nice shape.
Yeah, it's not a bad shape. It's one of the big four that they use in the fashion industry.
Aussie party boy Corey Worthington had an infamous interview on A Current Affair back in 2007. He apologised, but what would he not do?
Take his glasses off.
Oh, yeah, he's not taking off his glasses. Yeah.
Take off your glasses and apologise to us. I'll say sorry, but I'm not taking off my glasses.
Why not?
Why not? Layla McKinnon. Oh, God, she got bamboozled during that interview, didn't she?
Well, we've got to go, but I suggest you go away and take a good, long, hard look at yourself.
I have. Everyone has. They love it.
I mean, that was a pre-record as well. I wonder if Layla looks back and goes, shit, I really got pantsed by that 16-year-old, didn't I, early on in my career? Next question. A saying that means those who cannot handle criticism should not dish out criticism is what?
Don't throw rocks in glass houses.
Oh, I mean, close enough, I guess. Don't throw stones in glass. Oh. No. Those in glass houses shouldn't throw stones.
Don't throw rocks in glass houses, kids.
Yeah, fair enough. Final question. You get this one, you get the prize tonight. EFM Wireless Charge Pad. A classic song by pop rock superstar Pink.
Oh my God, she is like my favourite artist. Oh my God.
Oh no.
Oh my God.
Oh no. Oh no. Savage.
Oh my God.
Oh, you've done it all. You know what? Eve from Canberra was next in line, but she's hung up. Jessica in Macedine. Hello.
Hello.
Do you know the answer? I mean, Ashley's done all the hard work. Pink's her favourite artist, she says. Can't name this banger, though, can she?
It's Raise Your Glass.
Huge. So little words, but so much prize. Ashley from the Central Coast, you're still on the line. You'd be kicking yourself, plucking your nipples out right now.
I am.
Yeah, no good. The prize tonight goes to Jessica. Well done. Get faster, more efficient charging with EFM Wireless Charge Pad.
Raise your glass. Just coming and raise your glass.
I'm by myself.
And that's what Nick said.
Oh, shut up, you sow.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Here's the Danny Lakey Late Show around the country. That is basically the end. Hit.com.au is where you can register. All this week we're giving away Conrad Sewell double passes to when his tour comes down under. As long as you make a friend, family member, close relative or partner, love you anyway. I think that is it for now. Of course, a final thought for myself, producer Jack Scarr on the internet for the funniest Facebook comments / saddest Facebook comments of the day, and Chewy Louie figuring out the moment of the show. Final thought, guys. Vanilla becoming the default flavour of ice cream is the greatest underdog story of all time. I mean, it must have just been vanilla ice cream for hundreds of years before they did a second flavour. There's no way they bring vanilla, chocolate and strawberry in at the same time and then vanilla's taken top dog. There's no way. I remember we tried to do I asked to do a segment once. If you're having vanilla ice cream, you're having vanilla sex. Prove me wrong. I don't think that ever got over the line, did it?
I don't know. I think we did do it, actually.
No! I would have remembered vanilla sex and vanilla ice cream.
I remember it. I remember the being brought up.
No.
Are you against vanilla?
I'm just saying that vanilla's not your go-to. Who's getting vanilla when you've got 31 flavours at Baskin-Robbins?
It's not my go-to, but I love it with a rhubarb or apple crumble.
Yeah, that's fine. You can it's have it with... Basic... I'm not saying you can't have it with pies, no. Guys.
No, but ice cream revolves around vanilla. Like, all the other flavours have come from vanilla. Cookies and cream comes from vanilla. Hokey pokey comes from vanilla. God,
boys
you can't
Mary.
Have any of
boys.
It without vanilla.
Guys. Let us not bicker over
you can't have
rolls.
Ice magic on chocolate ice cream. You have to have ice magic on vanilla.
No. All right. You know, I'm not going to do Final Thoughts now. I like rock melon sorbet. Producer Jack, the interweb. It's been full of Facebook comments today.
Yeah. Normally they're mostly people just whinging, but today I focused on one which people are just a little bit stupid. Because this is quite a serious article that the comments have come from. So there was an article today that came out that increasing numbers of youth are turning to drugs and alcohol to help them cope with bullying.
Right.
So quite an alarming story.
That,
we should be worried about.
Sure.
And then Remy McVee wrote, tell them to have a spoonful of concrete and harden up. If they think life is tough now, wait till they get older.
Oh, Remy McVee, clearly in the midst of a very tough life right now. Settle down, Remy.
And then Darren James just went the opposite way as well. He said, my son punched the school bully in the nose last week. And guess what?
problem solved. So it's just endorsing violence and having no compassion for anyone being bullied, just the internet at its worst.
Adults forget how scary the school bully was. They're like, yeah, just punch him. You're viewing that bully as like a grade 5 kid.
Yeah.
Like your grade 5 kid doesn't view the grade 5 kid as a grade 5 kid. They're like an adult. I remember the school bully. My dad was pushing me on a swing at the park one time. The school bully came on the weekend. I thought the bully was going to beat up me and my dad. That's how big the bully was in my grade 5 brain. Seriously. Shuey Louie, moment of the night.
Well, we're on the hunt for... Well, we're going to try and win the Pringles. They've released a mystery flavour.
Mm.
And it's $10,000. And someone on the Instagram thought this was a good suggestion.
No, let's not encourage this man.
Ivan wrote, it could be pickled anus.
No, hey, block him as well, please. No.
Close, Ivan, but no.
Yeah, we're not going to do pickled anus. It's a multi-billion dollar company. They're going to ruin their brand with a mystery ass flavoured chip, for goodness sake. Let's not encourage Ivan and people like this. Is a serious track down. We can't have him muddying the waters with pickle anus chips, for goodness sake.
I wonder if he's tasted it before. I have.
We'll see you tomorrow. We've got a porn star on with three limbs. I'll tell you which one she's missing tomorrow.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.